Chapter 2. A Heavenly Perspective. Chapter 2 takes us back to the morning before the storm and introduces Peter and Thomas, the two boys whose disappearance was revealed in Chapter 1. Because you already know what lies ahead, the ordinary events of this chapter, repairing a sailboat, listening to the radio, teasing one another, sharing cinnamon rolls, and preparing for a long-awaited voyage, carry a growing sense of concern. The boys do not know what is coming, but you do. That difference immediately reinforces another central theme of the story. Belief and perspective matters. As Peter and Thomas prepare the sailboat left to them by their grandfather, their differing personalities and assumptions also begin to surface. Peter is eager, confident, and ready to move forward. Thomas is more cautious, reflective, and questioning than his cousin. Several events quietly reinforce this contrast. Thomas is struck by the radio report of a sinkhole and begins to sense that something around them feels off. He notices the unusual silence of the gulls, checks the boat's safety features, and becomes uneasy about the weather. Peter, however, remains focused on the excitement of sailing and downplays the risks. He trusts the boat, trusts his own judgment, and concludes that they have little reason to worry. The chapter does not suggest that Peter's confidence, or Thomas's caution alone, gives either boy a complete understanding of reality. Neither knows what lies beyond the horizon. The boys will soon discover that what seems safe, solid, and predictable may not be as secure as it appears. Like the seemingly stable ground that was swallowed by a sinkhole, appearances do not always reveal reality. The name of the sailboat, A Heavenly Perspective, quietly asks the central question that will continue unfolding throughout the book. Will we interpret life through our own limited understanding, or will we learn to trust the perspective of the one who sees what we cannot? Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Can you identify a time when an unforeseen event and your response to it exposed the fact that your perspective was different from God's perspective? If so, what might this contradiction reveal about your beliefs? Number 2. When you reach the limits of your own understanding, what usually determines what happens next? Do you become anxious, search for more information, assume the worst, or rest in God's purposes and plans? What might keep you from stopping and looking to God for the wisdom he promises to provide? James 1:5-8. Number 3. Thomas and Peter looked at the same circumstances but interpreted them differently. Can you identify a time when you and another person viewed the same situation but came to very different conclusions? What do you think shaped the difference in your perspective? Did either party have a completed perspective, or were both limited in some measure? Island Insights. We need to recognize that our conclusions are not the same thing as reality itself. Just because something seems true from our perspective doesn't mean that it is true. We may feel confident in our own assessment even though we are missing important information, or we might feel unsettled and unsure because of our limited understanding. In either case, God sees more clearly than we do. Rather than becoming fearful, suspicious, or paralyzed by uncertainty, we can hold our conclusions with humility and ask God to open our eyes to the heavenly reality so we might see our circumstances as he sees them.